A loving word. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Philosopher, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, etc., 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 here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A loving word. Isn't it wonderful each time any one of us are given a loving word by anybody else? Isn't it wonderful each time any one of us are even alluded to as being thoughtful, generous, kind, loving? Isn't it a wonderful thing to have it happen? Just think, whenever a person says about you, "That was very thoughtful of you," or they say about you, "My, you are always so considerate," or they say about you, "You do the little things that make life really wonderful. They really make life wonderful for me. Thank you very much." Now, what happens when you hear these things? When you hear loving, thoughtful comments from other people, what happens to you? You feel quite good, don't you? You feel uplifted by it. You feel that was very nice, very thoughtful. They didn't have to say that, but they did, you know. Did you ever hear the President of the United States as he was talking to some people, and he finishes his talk with the people, and he says, "Well, it was certainly wonderful of you to come visit me. It's very thoughtful of you to come visit me. I feel very honored to have met you and to have enjoyed your presence." Now, the President of the United States saying that to you? Boy, what a compliment. What a wonderful thing. Well, he says that to everybody. He says that to everybody. "It was so nice of you to come and spend some time with me, to fill me in on these details. So nice of you to take the time to care about what I'm doing. So nice of you to do that." You understand me? Now, the President of the United States knows the power of a loving word and uses the power of loving. This is not only one president. This is passed on from president to president, because as each president says to the new incoming president, you will get more acceptance, you'll get more things done with honey than you will with vinegar. And if you can praise each person who comes in to you in whatever way you can, for whatever they're doing, you'll find that they will give you 100 times more than they had ever planned on giving, because they will respect you. And they will respect you because you respect yourself in respecting them. They'll respect you because you have had the vision, the insight, to see that they are really nice people, and that they did take time out from what they were doing to visit you. Now, Princess Grace, before she was Princess Grace, was over in Monaco visiting the country with her movie set and so forth. And one of the things that she was supposed to do was to have a visit with the prince. Oh, big deal, you know. The prince wasn't going to make her more movies or not, you know. She had no interest in meeting the prince, but they wanted her to, and so she did. But her alarm clock and his alarm clock didn't go off, and so they were both late for the meeting by over an hour. And as she came upon him, she said to the prince, "You know, I'm sorry to take your time, but it really is not important that we meet, you know." And he says, "I have put aside many appointments just to meet you, because I wanted to meet you." Oh, wow, you know, he specifically wanted to meet her. It wasn't just a matter that the protocol, you know, it wasn't just a matter of diplomacy. It was a matter, he really had wanted to meet this beautiful girl. And naturally, they hit it off right away. because he gave a compliment to her without even knowing who or how she was. He had seen a film of her, I'm sure, but he had never even met her in person. And so he didn't know that this woman would respond in the way she did. Well, every woman does. So, you see, the president takes the time to thank every person who comes, takes the time to visit him. And the princess, Monaco, she had, before that, she had taken the time to visit him. And he appreciated it. He said so. Now, here we're talking about mucky muck, big, high wig people doing these things. And what does the Queen of England say to people who come see her? She hasn't the vaguest idea of half the things they're dealing with. She's just meeting this long line of people who know her. She's the queen, you know. And she says, "It's so nice of you to come and see me. It's so nice of you to come to the palace today. It's so nice," you know. And she says this to everybody. And every one of them go away and tell their friends, "Do you know what the queen said to me? She said, it's so nice to have you come and visit me in the palace today." Ah! And they're just aced out as though it's the most amazing and wonderful thing in the world. Well, we can learn to do that too. It's not being false. It's being that we really like ourselves. And when we really like ourselves, then we do these things and we have a lot of fun. When we really like ourselves, then as we say these things to other people, the response that we get back from them is, "Yes, yes, 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 thank you. It's nice to be here." And when we do this in the world too, when we do this in the world, and we say to people in the world, "It's so nice of you to come and visit me." I say this to each one of our people who come to the seminars. I say this to each one of the people who come to any of the functions, lectures that I give. "So nice of you to come and share with us and lecture." Wow, you know, I mean it, because they're my reflection, and they share, and it's wonderful, isn't it? A loving word does magic, but you got to give the word with love, and you got to give the word with joy, and you got to give the word with sincerity. And with that, they work beautifully. Now, I look each one of you in the eyes, and I see you responding to what I'm saying. And sometimes I see you not responding. I see you with a blank look in your face. And when I see you with a blank look in your face, I don't look in your eyes, because I don't want to see a blank look. And so I don't bother looking at people who have a blank look in their face. But if you have a sincere smile and a sincere, loving attitude about you, then I like to see who you are. Just like Rex, you know. Every time I look at him, he looks at me with such total attention, such total gentleness, you know. And it makes it really wonderful. So, live your life with a loving word, and watch how much fun it is to live your life. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.